Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the email address, the zip code, I'm sorry, to locate the account?
60085.
60085.
Correct.
Okay, and the first and last name?
Well, it's under Jackie Gillespie Thompson.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
1312 Melrose Avenue, apartment 208, Waukesha, Illinois, 60085.
Thank you. And I see that she ordered our Fit Tracker Black on...
Yeah.
Yes, sir, on February 4th, paying $6.95 for shipping and handling. How may I help you?
Correct. Now, see, the Fitbit Tracker, it only works for iPhone, and we don't have iPhone. So I'm trying to see if you guys have an Android version of the Fitbit or if I can send it back or get something different.
Okay, so well, due to safety guidelines, we do not accept the product spec.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can do for you is just get this sent over to our corps to see if we have something that will be compatible with an Android.
Okay. Okay. That's fine.
Okay. Let me get this in here.
So, do you guys don't do refund?
Okay, so I can offer you a 35% refund.
Oh, $6, really?
Okay.
If I do better, I'll do better just trying to see if corporate continues an Android version. And I don't know, I don't believe when you guys show the things that's available, I don't think it ever said for iPhone use only. That's a little misleading in itself.
Okay, so I did get this over to our corps for them to ship you out something that's compatible with the Android, and you should be receiving that within 3 to 5 business days.
All right, thank you so very much. Hopefully all goes well. I had purchased it for my wife. For Valentine's Day, but I guess I'm going to have to, go get something different.
Yes, sir, and I do apologize for the misunderstanding.
All right. You have a beautiful rest of the day.
You too, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
All right. Bye.